This is the first of a series of talks about the current work in this world, how it's affecting the world, people within it, what's being done in general, some specifics. It's an introduction to the way things happen within a larger framework of accomplishing, doing, introducing qualities into the world, the advancement of people, how they interrelate, what's being called on folks to do now, how it's percolating into the societies or becoming people becoming aware of it. It's not an end all of how things have got to be, but rather an overview and an introduction to what's going on in a broader sense, and touching on some of the particulars of how it works out in the world today, these days. When I speak of the work, I'm talking about the greater overall emphasis and expression, the filling of what's needed to be, to take place, the next steps of humanity in the growing unification, the being more real, being more human. Doesn't mean that it has to be that way, but only we're looking at the tendencies and the needs and the activities that are going on from both the unseen worlds, I say unseen, because for most people, they're not aware of it. It's not in the person's awareness or consciousness. It's not being seen. And in daily life, which is more seen, more appreciated. And I use the word appreciated from the standpoint of it's more visible. So what we're having is a period of unification going forward, one of balance, one of harmonizing. One of working out some of the problems and difficulties that we have inherited over the years and which continues to come through it with us as we drag on through evolution and through society. We're looking at a means of harmonizing the promotion of what in some mystic paths or traditions, or should I say from the mystic perspective, can be called living as the real. You know, these things take place all the time. Again, most people are not aware of it. It's a lot like saying that most people are aware that they have food to eat, and that it would be good to be balanced in your diet, to eat well. and they get some information about nutrition, and they read current books and or magazines, and they hear people talk about nutrition and diet and what's needed for the current lifestyle, exercise and balance of fats and so forth. The effects of salt, eating less meats or increasing grains, fruits and vegetables. And they're aware of this, but they're not always aware that behind that are a whole series of people working together on many, many different levels who are attempting to promote good health and the benefits of eating in balance and harmonizing one's physical world so that people live better. And that they are working consciously, many of them, at different times to introduce different elements or understandings into the awareness of the world, the people of the world. It's still up to each individual to make their choices of what's going on in their life and what they're going to do and not to do. So simply because somebody is saying that particular diet may be good or that exercise may be useful or beneficial, it doesn't mean that on a particular night that an individual is going to follow those suggestions, but rather it's up to the person to decide, make those decisions on what they're going to do or not to do. And then as a group, we have a group effect, a group result takes place. And then based upon the effect of the work that's being done to convey information about diet or exercise or what's beneficial to the body within this world, how people react to it, then there may be a different set of decisions that take place that are needed to adjust and balance and harmonize what's going on, to deal with the manners in which they've been guidance has been expressed and how it has been accepted, resistances to it, overblown acceptance of superficial ideas, so on and so forth. So there's a constant moving with the pendulum back and forth. The point is that for most people, what they're seeing and what they're aware of in terms of something as simple as eating food is rather limited, and that there is a larger group of peoples working together and attempting to promote a better style of living and better diet. And yet people are aware of only a little portion of that. The more, that doesn't mean that the other work isn't taking place. It exists. And the higher one rises within that, the more one goes from the individual level to the family, to the local level, to an organizational awareness. Awareness of functions of different aspects of society, be it in a state or country, or a global organizations, or working together for people with, through foundations or organizations such as the United Nations and so forth. The higher one rises, the more one becomes aware of a concerted effort and work that's taking place. And if one desires to be useful and helpful, well, a person starts where they are and what they're aware of, and they put themselves toward that work. And in the course of going, rising higher and higher, growing within it, becoming more effective, becoming more aware of the interrelationships of work, the more that they understand what's taking place, the more their abilities and consciousness grows of the unity of the particular endeavor. And the higher they rise within that, the more they become part of the overall process, both the decision-making and the carrying-out process, because their tools and abilities and understandings and awareness, perspective, consciousness, rises correspondingly, grows within that framework. So too, and so it's true that there is a conscious and consistent work that takes place that involves not only people in this level, in this world, but also forms that are in finer levels. One could say heaven worlds, if they wish to use that phrase, or finer from the standpoint of vibration, and that there's a conscious unity of being that exists, of which people can become aware and become a part and then function as, and this work is assisting those within the world, and it's providing a larger framework that promotes the growth and evolution of all humanity, of all people and things within the world. These are beings necessarily, not necessarily with bodies, but also some within this world who are aware of that, who have risen to the heights of becoming part of that work. And so engage in it from the perspective of both this world and also other planes. Now, if you're not aware of this, you would say, well, that's very, we'll put in quotation marks, mystical. That's not very grounded or rooted or balanced, and if I can't see it, then I'm not sure it exists at all. It's a problem. It can be a figment of a person's imagination. And certainly in some cases it is. In some cases it's complete delusion. But there is a degree of awareness and balance that's needed in order to function correctly on any in any endeavor, on any level that a person works. And if you follow the teachings and practices of the mystics and some of the scientists within this world, then you find that there's a larger framework, a cooperative awareness and consciousness that helps move things on. And this is becoming more understood by people within this world. The effects of mass thinking, awareness, how consciousness affects individual people. And at times there's actual scientific exploration into the finer awareness of both within an individual and the connections they have to each other, and also the sense that there may very well be more life forms living in finer levels than what is readily apparent. The so-called mystic, or the one who's risen higher in terms of realization and experience, is one who's aware of these things more. And as the person becomes more aware of what's going on, as the degree of their awareness and consciousness expands to include finer and finer, greater and greater levels, so they become aware of a continuous effort and work that has been taking place and is now taking place and assumedly will continue to take place as an expression of the real of one being through many different forms. And these forms, the consciousness, the people, if you wish, spirit of the people, including people within this world, in this sphere, this level, make up one active body. Part of the work of the traditions and paths, certainly in the so-called mystic schools, is to involve people within the work to the extent that they are able to, that they are desirous of taking part, and to, through most of the real teachers and guides, certainly more advanced ones, they continue to point toward and open the door toward becoming part of this one body, one work, and assisting people, helping them understand through their own experience, their own realization, what it is, and in a more step-by-step manner to help them become part of this one larger effort. This is part of the growing of the individual. Now, if you look at science from an outer standpoint, and you see how there's a continuing effort toward the development of greater understanding, and then you begin to see a correlation in how people rise higher and higher. They become more aware and work together as one larger body, one group, in order to effect beneficial change, sometimes not so beneficial, but growth within the world. At least the overall intention seems to be more benefit, while the various ideas of how to go about it may be more varied. So what I'm speaking about is a work that has continued for thousands of years, will continue, assumedly, for many more thousands of years, and that we as people, as beings, are in the middle of it now. We're growing, and it continues to change. Certainly society is different now than it was 50 years ago. The computer world is different than pre-computer. The world of today, of machines, is different than it was 100 or 200 years ago. And the development of people from rather simple foragers and hunters, gatherers, growth of different societies, is very different in the way we live now as compared to then. And this will continue if we don't destroy ourselves, if something else doesn't take place that requires us to adapt to that, to change drastically. What we're looking at and what we're talking about are really trends. It's the way we're generally heading at this point. And in terms of the work, the individual decides or determines for their own awareness and acceptance and their own intention and placing themselves toward the effort of helping people, their own capacity, the time that they can spend, their abilities, on what they understand, what they're aware of or not, and how much they're going to take part in the process. But people for thousands of years have said also that there is an overall work. Now, either that is really mass delusion or individual delusion that's continued on, or it's speaking about something that continues and exists and has existed. If you look at the people who have said this, including some of the great teachers and poets and leaders within this world, then the question of does it exist or not may be well worth exploring. At least if a person is open to this, it's a possibility of finding out some answers to those questions. For the one who claims to be aware of it, or is aware of it and speaks that it exists, then this is the same as one is aware of the organizations that help people in terms of diet and vaccinations and so forth within the world. Or if you wish to put it in terms of science or economics, you'd find similar higher integrated organizations, people working together to continue on as one body, and then the work filters out into society. The ones who are not aware of it are the ones who are picking up their canned goods or opening the refrigerator or the freezer and putting something in to cook. So you determine a lot for yourself, how far you want to go and what you're going to be aware of, and the only understanding that can take place is going to be through your own experience of what exists. And how much you want to take part is determined by you. So there is, from the perspective of the realization of one who can see and is aware of these things, that there's a current work that's going on and has gone on for quite a long time, and that we're now entering a new phase. And this newer phase, which I'm going to speak of in terms of this next large step, is also concurrent to the newer age that we're in, that we are moving into more and more. And when I speak of work that is going on and the intentions to have greater harmony and balance and so forth, these things work out in the daily life depending upon the awareness and consciousness of the individual, the opportunities they have, their capacities, how much they're putting themselves in the transmission of this, aligning themselves with it. And this is consciously. And then also unconsciously, there's the effect of the transmission of mind and intention and finer levels that permeates the world, and the much of these sciences are affected by this. People within the sciences and the humanities, and certainly everyone in the world, is living within this this greater framework of feeling that's providing impetus to them, whether they're aware of it or not. And the time frame that I'm speaking about is general. So I'll say maybe a couple thousand years, and then that would be the intention. If we can accomplish these movements, it's probably going to take a couple thousand years to do that. But neither I nor anyone else can see what's going to take place in particular. There are choices that people will make. And if we destroy a good portion of the planet, or there's some natural catastrophe, or man-made changes, that are drastic, then it will certainly have their effect within that and will alter this timeline, this framework. What we're talking is just general potentials at this point, and we're saying possibly in the next couple thousand years we fulfill this generally, and it may take a lot more than that, or it may be very different. So the adaptation, the changing of the work is always to meet the needs of the particular time. That doesn't mean that there isn't an overall desire and an overall intention, an overall movement toward, let's say, harmony, peace, bring joy into the world. The same as if it doesn't mean if people eat a lousy diet, they go out and eat chips and dips and drink a lot of alcohol and eat heavy foods and fats and salts, which aren't good for their body, it doesn't mean that there isn't an overall intention to have people in a work going on to help promote healthy eating and exercise and balance in that manner. It only means that in order to accomplish that goal, it has to be adapted and worked with the individual people and how they're handling their doing it or not doing it, following the guidance and assistance that's being provided, or how to adapt it in order to make those next steps, so too with the greater work. So this is the beginning talk within this framework, and then I'm going to get into some of the more specifics of that, and that will follow the next talk, in which I'll go more into the particulars of how things have taken place and what's going on, and then that'll be broken down, I assume, into more and more detail, and we'll talk about the particular aspects of the work and how it's taking place. But this is the beginning overview.